Great to be with you, Tim. Thank you.
That lawsuit he's talking about, he's in court with Stacey Abrams and her crowd. That's a lawsuit that continues over there in Atlanta. Former Athens judge Steve Jones, now a federal judge, hearing that case. Among other components, yes, the matter of only allowing citizens to vote in elections in Georgia. That's already the state law in Georgia. What more do we need to do?
Yeah, I mean, that's kind of the point. Brad Raffensperger is trying to make a big deal like he's a fighting champion for only having American citizens vote in Georgia. Well, it's already a law that you can't vote if you're not American citizen. And so, look, this is just yet another attempt of him, I believe, in a desperate situation, trying to save his seat. And, I just don't believe the voters of Georgia are buying all the things that he's saying.
Well, the elections board, and we'll start with this, the state elections board not buying, if you will, this notion of ballot harvesting has advanced in certain circles, an investigation into some allegations of it in Georgia. And the elections board yesterday dismissing, I think it's three accusations of ballot harvesting. I said one of the, hey, it's on video, I saw it. And the elections board says, no, here's what you really saw, and shoots it down. What do you make of all this?
Yeah, look. The election board needs to prove their position as well. What we have on the movie, 2,000 mules, we have in the ballpark of 250 individuals in Georgia on video making at least 24 trips to drop boxes. So we're not just talking about someone on video making a drop, putting a few ballots or one ballot in a box. These individuals are making at least 24 different drops. And this is serious allegations. It's on video. And look, the reality that ballot harvesting, ballot trafficking took place not only in Georgia, but in other states is it's right there on video. And in fact, the movie's coming to Athens this weekend. I would encourage people to go watch it Friday.
Well, and one of the cases, determination
themselves.
One of the cases that was mentioned is a guy over in Gwinnett County, and the elections board tracked him down. Because he's one of these guys seen in one of these grainy videos, supposedly dropping the harvested ballots in the drop box. And no, this was my family. I mean, people in my family, himself, his wife, his three adult children, all of this is lawful. They tracked him down and through his voting records, able to verify his story. So there's at least one instance where what's alleged in the film is basically debunked.
Well, if that's true, there's 250 others. The geo tracking that was used shows them going from one drop box to another, to another, to another, an average of 24 drops for each individual. So if that individual made another 24 drops, then what kind of family was he dealing with?
Well, but, I mean, I don't want to get lost in the weeds of the movie, but I mean, it doesn't directly show them putting things. There's some video of some instances, but this geo-tracking business, it shows that certain people were near where some of these drop boxes might be. It doesn't show or prove that they were dropping ballots into boxes, or does it make any kind of effort to prove who the ballots would have been for if they were dropping ballots into boxes? Because the technology, as I understand it, isn't that precise.
Yeah, you certainly don't know who the ballots are, but you see these people going off, and yes, you do see them dropping ballots in the boxes one after another, wherever there is videos covering those boxes, which we also find that many of the boxes did not have video, which they were supposed to have. So there are multiple problems in this that, the movie is what it is. They've got hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of hours of video footage, and these cameras are cameras belonging to the Secretary of State. And here we are a year and a half out, and evidently Brad Raffensperger has not even watched his own cameras of what happened at these drop boxes. It's devastating to think that we are watching in this state a massive compromise of election integrity. And it is for that purpose that Brad Raffensperger needs to go.
Congressman Jody Heiss making that case, and the voters to decide, of course, in the election that will wrap up on Tuesday of next week. And by the way, not just Jody Heiss and Brad Raffensperger, also David Belisle and T.J. Hudson, candidates for Secretary of State on the Republican ballot. I don't know. I such polling as I have seen is somewhat murky. It doesn't really tell me anything. I don't know what kind of access to internal polling, if any, you have. What do you think about where you are at this moment in the race?
Yeah, we really like where we are at this point. And yes, we do have internal polling, which of course I won't share here, but we really like where we are. And I'll tell you, we've got literally thousands of volunteers across the state. We're heavily engaged in everything from knocking on doors to making calls to signs, a host of other things. And of course, when I'm not in D.C., we're all over the place in Georgia. And when I am in D.C., our team is all over the place. So we feel really, really good with where we are. It's interesting that Brad has spent over $1 million the last couple of weeks trying to trash me and trying to present a false narrative of who he is. And even with him spending that kind of money compared to very little that we have been able to spend in countering, he's just not moving the needle. Georgians know who he is. They know the abysmal job that he has done. And he's not moving the needle, despite us spending over $1 million here in just the last couple of weeks.
All right, Congressman Jody Heiss, Republican candidate for Secretary of State. Best of luck next Tuesday. Thanks for your time this morning.
Great to be with you, Tim. Thank you.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.